نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقل اعملوا فسيرى الله عملكم ورسوله والمؤمنون وستردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون وقال تعالى في مقام آخر إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك لمن خشي ربه وقال أيضا عليه الصلاة والسلام إني أرى ما لا ترون وأسمع ما لا تسمعون أتت السماء وحق لها أن تعد ما فيها موزئ أربع أصابع إلا عليه ملك ساجد وقال أيضا عليه الصلاة والسلام لما عرض إلى السماء أخبر عن أمور رآها ومنها أنه قال ثم رفع لي البيت المعمور فقلت يا جبريل ما هذا قال هذا بيت المعمور يدخله يصلي فيه كل يوم 70,000 ملك إذا خرجوا منه لم يعودوا فيه آخر ما عليهم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد بشير نذير هاشمي مكرم عتوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to extend our lives in order to see the first 10 days of Zilhijjah, in which for fasting every day of the first 10 days of Zilhijjah to reap the reward of 1 year fasting, then to fast on the 9th of Zilhijjah to expiate our sins for the previous year and the coming year. Then blessing us with the night of Eid, in which if we did our ibadah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep our hearts alive on the day of judgment. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ when Israfil alayhi salatu wassalam will blow the trumpet, everything what is on the surface of earth will be destroyed. And that is where the Imam of the Hajj in the ground of Arafat, he started giving his sermon, reminding the people of the day of judgment. Then he blessed us with the day of 10th of Zilhijjah, which is called Yawm al-Nahr, a day in which it is the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam to sacrifice an animal in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although the meat and the blood of the animal does not reach Allah, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. It is the taqwa which reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in what intention we gave the qurbani. And how much we sacrificed from our wealth in order to purchase the animal. This is also very important. Because Allah says, لَنْ تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will not reach the status of bir, taqwa, until you don't sacrifice the most beloved thing which you have. Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, I've got an orchard which is very beloved to me. But since this ayah is revealed, this verse is revealed, لَنْ تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. I'm giving this in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most beloved orchard. Then Hazrat Zaid bin Harisa radiallahu ta'ala, no, he comes when this verse was revealed and he says that, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I breeded a horse which is a beautiful horse. And it is the most beloved thing in my heart from what I possess. So this verse is revealed, لَنْ تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. I am giving this in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that some mujahid can use it in the jihad. Then Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he comes and he says, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have got a piece of land in Taif which is the most beloved to me. It's a beautiful land. But when this verse is revealed, what is the use of keeping it? I am giving it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, that لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. I don't want the meat of the animal. I don't want the blood of the animal. I want the taqwa. I want to see with the thermometer how much taqwa you have got and how much love you have got for the sunnat of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. So my brothers, these days have left us a lesson that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, throughout his life he was tasted. And everywhere he showed the taqwa. Whenever a taste came, he faced the taste with full yaqeen, full tawakkal on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine if Allah would have told us to sacrifice our son. Would we have done it? But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, he did it. And he told his son, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعِيَّ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَصْبَحُكَ فَانْزُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. When he prepared his son and took him to Mina, and he reached where the shaitan was, where the pillars of the shaitan are. The shaitan tried to convince him that this act of yours is not a wahi directly which Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam brought to you. It is not a wahi. He just saw a dream. But Shaitan did not know that the dream of the Prophet is also a wahi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any dream which a Prophet sees, it is a wahi, although not direct, but indirect wahi. So he saw the dream on the Yawmut Tarwiyah, which is the 8th of Zilhajj. Tarwiyah means doubting something. So whole day he was doubting, is it a command of Allah? Or what is this dream? Then came the Yawmid Arafah, the next night of Arafah, he saw the dream again. That go and sacrifice your son. Now this son Allah gave him at the age of 85 years old. So he made a supplication, Rabbi Habli Minas Salihin. Oh Allah, give me a pious son. He asked for a pious son. But Allah said to him, Fabashirnahu Begulamin Halim, I will not only give you a pious son, but there will be another quality in the son. And that quality will be, he will be tolerant. Whatever you will ask him, his reply will be in positive. Begulamin Halim. Halim means Burdubar Hoga. He will take all the pain, but he will not refuse. Before he was born, Allah gave the glad tidings to him. So now this son reaches the age of 13, which most of the historians they are writing. Some says he was 7, some says he was 8. But Allah is saying, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعُهُ السَّعِيَ. Sa'iya means a son when he is capable of walking in front of his father. He will take all the responsibility of the father. That is means sa'iya. So a person will be responsible when he becomes mature at the age of 12. So majority of the scholars they write he was 13 years old. Now when he comes from Palestine to Mecca, because remember I mentioned he had two families. One was Hazrat Sarah, the first wife. The second was Hazrat Hajra alayhi salam. And there was an incident behind it, I mentioned in the last Juma. Hajra was a maid. Or some says she was the daughter of the king of Egypt. He tried to rape her. But the king started sinking in the earth. So he pleaded to Hajra, if you make dua, I will not touch you again. The first time she did make dua, he was released. The second time he made an attempt. He made the dua again when he pleaded. Allah relieved him from the torment. And the third time, again he started going to touch her, but he started sinking. So this time he said that from now on I will never make an attempt to touch you. So he freed her. Now, when he freed her, he called his guards and said, what type of a woman you have brought? She looks like she's a big magician. But internally, he understood that this is a woman who has got some power, spiritual power. So he gave her a girl, a maid. Some says he was his daughter. Some says she was the woman who was working in her household. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is looking in from the reception. He's sitting there, he's waiting what will happen. Now before she was called inside, Ibrahim said to Sarah, if he asks you who the man with you is, I am your husband, but don't tell her that I am the husband. Tell that I am your brother. And Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. Your wife is first your sister in Islam. Then you marry her, she becomes your wife. But she is your sister in Iman, in Islam. So Hajra said, you are my husband, why should I say it, that you are my sister? He says that We are first brother and sister. Then we got married, we became husband and wife. Because you are the only woman in the entire Iraq who accepted Iman. In the entire Syria who accepted Islam. In the entire Egypt who accepted Islam. And the second one is my nephew Lut alayhi salam. He accepted Islam. Apart from these three, there was no one who was believing in Allah. No one in that full area. No one was believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam is waiting in the reception. She was called inside. Whatever happened inside, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the walls for Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim is looking. And why this happened? So that if the woman comes out and something has happened with her, the doubt will be there. If your wife is having a talk with someone, the doubt will be there of the affair. Always the doubt will be there. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, a woman should not meet someone who is not mahram. So someone asked, what about the brother-in-law, the younger brother of the husband? Can she meet her? Can she meet him? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is a terrible fire. So many cases in our community. The women, they have affair with the brother-in-law who is younger than the husband. These things are happening and so many divorces are taking place. So Allah did not want Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's heart to have a little doubt. So Allah opened all the veils. And Ibrahim was sitting in the reception and is looking everything what is happening with Sarah. The king could not touch. From there he migrated. So Sarah took the gift of the lady and said to Ibrahim, you are 85 years old, I could not give you a baby. So I am giving this girl to you. She is free now. Get married with her. Maybe Allah will bless you with a son. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, from Egypt now, he comes to Palestine. And after a few months, when he made the dua, Rabbi habli minas salihin, fabasharnahu bighulamin halim. Allah gave him the glad tiding of a son. Then Ismail was born. Now it is natural when there are two wives of the husband, there is some jealousy. But Sarah was not an angel. Sarah was a woman like our women. So when Hajra became pregnant, she started to become jealous. So now Allah commanded Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, take Hajra and the young boy. I'm sending Jibreel with Burak. You will sit on it and he will take you somewhere far. Whenever Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, they started the journey, he saw a township or a village. He told Jibreel, can I get down here? He said, no, where the animal will stop, you have to get down there. So he started going and they reached the valley of Makkah. It was a valley. Makkah was surrounded by all the mountains. So now, he lowered the burak and he said to Ibrahim, you get out here, take your wife, your son, and they have to stay here. So he left them there. When he started leaving, he gave a bottle of water and some dates in a bag. So Hajra stood up and she caught the backside of his shirt or jubba or whatever he was wearing. He says, did you think for a minute? In this old age, Allah gave you a son and you are leaving us in a place where is no human. There was no human there. And the valley is full of animals. How will we survive? Don't you think about it? Allah said to him, stay quiet, don't answer. When she insisted and she said that, is it Allah's command? Because she had Iman. He shook his head in the affirmative. So she straight away left his shirt and said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, ni'mal mawla, wa ni'mal nasir. Ibrahim, you are a prophet, you got iman. I am your wife, I got iman. If Allah can save you in the fire of Namrud few years back, can't He save me in this valley? In this valley, Allah is enough for me. Hasbunallah. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. So he left, and then he kept on coming every year. When this boy reached 13 years age, he came to see him from Palestine in Makkah. Now when he came to see him, at that night he saw the dream. So the first day was in doubt, Yawmut Tarwiyah, 8th of Zilhaj. The second day, Yawme Arafah. He saw the dream again. Now he's got the Arafah means pehchan. Arafah means to know the vision, to have the vision. So he made the decision. Now he saw the dream again on the night of 10th of Zilhaj, Nahar, the night before Eid. So in the morning he said to Hazra, can you just give a good bath to Ibrahim? Let him wear good clothes. Some say he said that we'll go as a guest to someone, we're going to meet someone. And some other historians, they write, he said, we're going on the mountain, we'll cut some firewood and bring it for our use. So he prepared with the knife, with the rope, and they traveled. When they started the journey going towards Mina, Shaitan Iblis, who said, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَأَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. He took a vow in front of Allah. I will try to destroy these humans. It's because of Ibn Adam I had to come in this world. So he came to Hazra. Do you know where your son has been taken? He said, yes, they have gone somewhere to meet someone. He said, no, your husband has taken him to slaughter him. He said, does a father slaughter a son? He said, yes. Is the command of Allah? He said, if it's the command of Allah, I wish I had more sons. And I will sacrifice every son in the path of Allah. Every son. So from here, he went back. He tried to whisper in the ears of Ismail, who was walking with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, do you know where your dad is taking you? He said, yeah, we're going somewhere to meet someone. He said, no, he's going to kill you. He said, what? A father kills a son? He said, yes, it's the command of Allah. Allah said before his birth, فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. Halim. This is the meaning of Halim. He said, if it's the command of Allah, then I wish I had 1,000 lives, 1,000,000 lives, and every life I will give in the path of Allah. If it was the boy of today, he will phone 999 and say to the person that my father is going to kill me. आज का बच्चा तो यही कहेगा नहीं क्योंकि तरबियत नहीं है. We have under the tarbiyat of our children. No matter what we say, the tarbiyah is not there. The environment of the house is not there. As soon as the children they enter, either they got a mobile phone, either they got an iPad, either they got a television. And with this fitna, nobody, even the ulama, are not safe. Myself, I am not safe. Because when I will serve around the things, I will see so many things which are haram. Even if I want to listen to a bayan, after 5 minutes there will be an advertise in which there is haram. So nobody is safe. But in the household of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the environment was such that look at the answer. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ. So Ismail gave the answer to Shaitan. Now Shaitan goes to Ibrahim. He's the last one now. I have to protect Ibrahim. So you know when you go on Jamarat, you saw three pillars. Like 1, 2, 3. So there is the first pillar. He starts to stop him. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam took 7 stones and hit the Shaitan. The pillar which we see is not the Shaitan. Saudi government made that pillar. on the spot where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he threw the pebbles to make it easy for us exactly to know which spot the shaitan become like a statue. I will not let you go. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. 1, 2, 3, 7. He moved from there. He went Jamra-e Awsat on the second pillar where we hit the shaitan on the second day. On the first day, we hit only one, the last one. On the second day, we hit the 3, 1, 2, 3. And the third one, we hit 1, 2, 3. And after pebbling the stone, every dua is accepted. But look at the hajis, very few they stand up and they make dua. Otherwise, they just move away straight away. He said, Bismillahi Allahu Akbar, Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. Now when they reach in Mina, he says, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعَيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيْ O my beloved son, إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَزْبَهُكَ فَانْزُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى I saw a dream in which I was slaughtering you. I was cutting your neck. فَانْزُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى Now you tell me, what is your advice? Now the Mufassirin says, why did he ask this? It was the command of Allah. So why did he ask his son? He wanted to test the iman of Ismail. Is there a shortfall in his tarbiyah? Is there a shortfall in his iman? Fanzur madha tara. Look at the son, what he's saying. Ya abat if'al. Ya abat, full of love, O my beloved father. If'al ma tu'umar. Quickly, why you are making it delayed? If I'll do it, ma'atu umar, whatever Allah has commanded you. And then what he said, satajiduni insha'allahu minas sabirin. I expect that I will be among those who has got sabr. Sabr is very important, my brothers. It is not Ismail only who had sabr. We are also the inheritors of Ibrahim alayhi salam, this ummah. Inna Ibrahima kana ummatan wahida. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا He's our forefather. So, both dad and son gets ready. Now Ismail, small boy, he says, Dad, sharpen the knife properly. Because if the knife will not cut my throat and you see my face, you might leave it. That is why the sunnah is, you should sharp your knife. Number two, place my face on the ground. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَ وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ And tie my legs. Maybe I will struggle, I will move my legs and you will become emotional and you will leave me. So when they prepared, falamma aslama watallahu lil jabin. Now jabin, if you see in the Arabic dictionary, it means you put your face on the ground, number one. Number two meaning is you face it on the side. Because Ibrahim wanted to cut from the back of the neck, so he doesn't see his face. Now he's struggling to cut him. And another thing he said, I'm removing my shirt and give this shirt to my mom. After you sacrifice me. But make sure there is no stain on this shirt and on your shirt. Otherwise she will find it very difficult to take the problem. So now he's struggling and it is not cutting. So he threw the knife and he said that, why are you not cutting? If I would have chopped the trees will be chopped in pieces. This is Al-Khalilu Yakulu Marratan Iktai. You are the Khalil of Allah and you are asking me to cut once. But Wal-Jalilu Yakulu Sabaina Marratan La Taktai. And the Jalil, who is the creator of yourself, creator of Ismail and creator of knife as well. Allah created the knife. He's saying 70 times don't cut. So he took the knife now, he placed the blade on his neck. And with force he tried to put the nib of the knife in the neck. So the historian has written, the blade, instead of going in the throat, it went in the handle. upwards. At that time, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he saw Ibrahim struggling. He said, Allahu Akbar. So he looked behind. Jibreel is coming with a sheep from the Jannah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam replied, La ilaha illallah wa Allahu Akbar. Ismail, who is on the floor, he is saying, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. That is why in Ayyam al-Tashriq we say this tasbih. So, inna hadha lahu wal bala'u al mubin, O Ibrahim, Allah has said it was a test. Jibreel is coming. He is saying it was a test. Wa fadainahu bidhibhin azim. And we have compensated Ibrahim with this lamb or sheep from the Jannah. Until the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the horns and the head of that sheep was in the Kaaba. But in the time of Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the enemy, when they burned the Kaaba, that horns and head were burnt. The Sahaba, they saw the head, the horns of that sheep. But we were unfortunate that it happened, Hajjaj bin Yusuf, he burned the Kaaba when he had a fight with Abdullah ibn Zubair. He burned the Kaaba and that horns and the head were burnt. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِزِيبٍ عَظِيمٍ وَتَرَقْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. Now this sunnah of yours will stay until communities who will come behind until the day of judgment. That is why we do the qurbani. Salamun ala Ibrahim. Now he's saluting. Salamun ala Ibrahim. كَذَٰلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Peace be on you, O Ibrahim. This is how we reward the people who do good acts. So my brothers, Allah gave us these days. We are fortunate to do ibadat during the 10 days of Zilhajj. And Allah gave us the tawfiq to do the qurbani. May Allah accept it. May Allah accept it. May Allah accept it. And may Allah make it a source for our sins to be forgiven. So the message of these 10 days and Yawmun Nahar is the remaining of our life. It should be on Iman and Amal. Like we did not miss any Salah in the 10 days of Zilhajj. We should not miss any Salah until our death comes. Inshallah Ta'ala. Make this masjid occupy. The masjid is built for Ibadat. Masjid is not the name of the four walls which you see. This is not masjid. Masjid is the amals which you do in the masjid. And when you do the amals, the malaika are there. They are witnessing. They return back after every salah, they return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is asking, what was Bilal doing? Wallah, he was doing salat. Why was he doing salat? It was because it was the command. But I didn't send the command to him. I send it to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He believes in the Prophet. And he follows the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my brothers, the message of Eid al-Adha is, we should spend our lives in Iman and Taqwa. These are the only things, Iman and Amal al-Salihah, which will accompany us after death. Everything, our mentality is wrong. If I got a car, if I am rich, people will respect me. No. If you are poor and you got taqwa, then people will respect you. Allah gave us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. Inshallah, regarding the mentality, I'll speak maybe tomorrow or next Friday. What our mentality is. And we have to come out from that circle. We have to correct our mentality. Everybody's, including me. Nobody's mentality is okay. Sabki mentality. And this is the ayat which says, Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu saliha ulaika hum khairul bariya. What is the meaning of ulaika hum khairul bariya? I will explain that in next Juma, inshallah. That they are the best people. That is the meaning. So if our mentality is to achieve the wealth of the world, we are not the best people. Mentality should be, my iman should be the most powerful. My amal should be more every day. If I am giving charity, I give it. Not one time. I give it. That's the lesson of qurbani. They keep on giving the charity. And I will improve, increase my taqwa until my day of death comes. And I will go in front of Allah with a lot of iman and taqwa. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka.